A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Erevin Daf Chof, Erevin 20A, pagination page 39. We're going to continue on the topic of Pasim, which are these special uprights that enclose a body of water for drinking. But as we'll see, the theme of this Gemara is actually going to bring us into very, very practical application, even for today's city Erev. I'm starting from about 13 lines from the top. The beginning of a line is Dahadron ve'irvan, and then we begin Ba'i Minei. Bominei Abaya me Rabba. Abaya asked the following question of Rabba. Yov shumayim b'Shabbos mahu. If the water dried out on Shabbos, what is the halacha? In other words, these diyumdin, these L-shaped uprights, are recognized as mechitzos. They enclose the area. However, that leniency only applied when there was a body of water in it, and its function was to be able to get the water from the well, from the pit, up to ground level. You were therefore allowed to carry in that enclosed area. What happens if the water dries up during Shabbos so that it no longer has the status of an enclosure for the purpose of water? Amale, and Rabba responded, Kolum na'asis mechitza ela b'shvil mayim. Was it a mechitza except for the fact that there was water? This leniency only exists because it's a case of water. That's why this whole parak comes along and tells me about these diyumdin and these special enclosures. Otherwise, you need a real enclosure. Mayim ein kan, he ruled, if there is no water, then mechitza ein kan, then it's not considered a wall either. Good. Bo'i Ravin. Ravin asked the following question. Yavshu mayim b'Shabbos, if water dried up on Shabbos, meaning you started Shabbos with water so that it was a valid enclosure using these types of uprights. It dried up. Uvo b'Shabbos, and now water came on Shabbos. It rained. Very easy to understand. In the dry season, it dries up. There's no water left. And then water comes because it rains. Mahu, what's the halacha? Now that the water is here, can I use this enclosure? Amale Abaya said, Yavshu b'Shabbos, the fact that it dried out on Shabbos, lo tibay lach, that really should not trouble you as a question. Deboi minei demar, because I already asked the master that question as we saw a few lines ago. Upashatli the asur, and he answered me that it's forbidden. If there's no water, there's no enclosure. So now you're making it more sophisticated. Baunami loti ba'ilach, new water came. That also shouldn't bother you as a question. Because it is like a mechitza, an enclosure, that was made on Shabbos. V'tanya, and we know the halacha. Kol mechitza ha'asuya b'Shabbos, any mechitza that's made on Shabbos, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'ones, bein b'ratzon, whether it was done by mistake or on purpose, Shema Mechitza. It's a valid Mechitza. It's an enclosure. I don't care how it got here. It's enclosed. What do you want from me? It's enclosed. So the fact that the water came is simply a creative way to make a Mechitza on Shabbos. You got to smile at his ingenuity here. What's the difference, Abaya argues, if I put up a board and therefore make an enclosure on Shabbos, or if I have boards in place which only work when there's water, and I bring water on Shabbos, so that these enclosures should be valid, because they're water type enclosures. What's the difference? And Abaya says, it for sure is a good enclosure. Now, pause here for a second, and let's think. The question that Ravin asked was, if water dried on Shabbos and came on Shabbos. Abaya responds, if you build a mechitza on Shabbos, it's kosher, it works. Does the case have to be that there was water there when Shabbos began, just that it dried out, and now the water returned? Or could the case just as well be that there hasn't been water here in months, and on Shabbos it rained? If you'll think through Abaya's reasoning, it makes no difference whether there was water there when Shabbos began. Because even a new enclosure, even if there was nothing here, person brought water and brought mechitzas, Abaya would say it's a valid enclosure. And that's in fact the point that the Magid Mishnah makes in the Rambam, because when the Rambam states the case, he does not phrase it that water was here and then comes. Even if water would come fresh, it would be considered a kosher mechitza. The Gemara continues and points out that there is one important caution over here. Falav itmar Allah, we learned on this concept that you could build a mechitza on Shabbos and it'll work. Amar Rav Nachman lo shanu ela lizrok. That only applies to throw something into the enclosure. Meaning, if a person did, then he would be in violation because the fact is it's enclosed. I don't care if it got enclosed in a forbidden way that you built the mechitza on Shabbos. The fact is there is a mechitza here. Excuse me. Imagine a person who would build a house. One day, builds a house on Shabbos, total violation. And someone would carry from the public area to his newly built house. As forbidden as it was to build the house, but it's still forbidden for the person to carry from the public area to the private area. The fact that the house was built in prohibition doesn't somehow mitigate the fact that it is a private area. Avalataltel, but to carry in that area which you enclosed on Shabbos, lo. The enclosure doesn't work for that. As the Gemara explains, amazed. If the person built the house on Shabbos purposely, then rabbinically it becomes forbidden to carry in that house, even though it's enclosed. And if someone carried from the outside to the house, we would say, hey, you carried to an enclosed area, it's a Shabbos violation. But in the house, or in the fenced-in area, it would be forbidden because it was done purposely. And the rabbi said, you're not allowed to benefit from something that was done purposely. The enclosure that was done purposely, you're not allowed to benefit from. But again, going back to our case, where the water came on Shabbos, it rained, that's not comparable to purposely building a mechitza on Shabbos. That's comparable to accidental at best. It's permitted for rain to fall on Shabbos, it's not my problem. And therefore the enclosure becomes valid on Shabbos, and as we're mentioning from the Magid Mishnah, even if there was no water there from before Shabbos, the water came fresh on Shabbos, it would create a situation where these L-shaped uprights are suddenly the correct enclosure for this waterhole application. Yes, Yashar Koach, have a great day.